Okay, the one point we didn't get to yet from the sugya on Tanam and Asla Hachzir was that, if you remember, our conclusion was, according to everyone but the Ibn Azal, at least, that Matanam Asla Hachzir counts as a matana for all halachic purposes and all mitzvahs in the Torah, except for Kiddushin, which is unique, and if you remember, we had two ways, one Durabanan and one fundamental of understanding the uniqueness of Kiddushin. However, the Gemara also points out something else. Even though Matanam Asla Hachzir counts, it works, but that doesn't mean that it's permissible. L'chachila. The Gemara says when it comes to Truma, giving Truma Matanam Asla Hachzir is your Yotzei, but it's Asur Mishum Shenire Kikoin Hamasayeya Beves Hagranos. Right? Because it seems like a case of Koin Hamasayeya Beves Hagranos, that's referring to a very harsh Gemara in Bechoros. Which tells us that you can imagine there's definitely potential for kickbacks or something like that when it came to all these matanos kahuna and the meiser and the truma and everything else. They discuss bechor, that's how they get into it. You give your bechor to a kohen, that's like a whole animal. Zor l'chayim and keva they mention. So there's all these matanos, and you can easily imagine that it could turn into a contest. The Kohen would help out. He would give you something in exchange. Okay, he wouldn't pay you for it. That's pasnish. But he would come. He would help out a little in exchange for the matanos. And so the Gemara forbids that. And says, the Kohan Leviim Va'aniyim Hamasayim Beis HaRoim. If they help the shepherds, that's to get a Bechor. Beis HaGronos. They help in the threshing floor. That is to get the Trumas of Maisos. Beis HaMitvachayim. They help in the... Again, mitbach means not what we call mitbach, but from the word tavuach, the schlachthaus, in order to get the zor l'chayim and keva. You're not allowed to give it to them, right? And if you do, then it's a chilul, and the Torah, the pasuk says, they corrupted, the bris of Levi, and they were mechalol the kodesh b'nei Israel, and they're even some sort of remez to a chiyuv misa, perhaps not meant literally, but even if not meant literally, it's still a very harsh condemnation. And that seems to be a problem in Matan Masla Hachzir. What exactly is the problem of Konus Ayyad Beis HaGronos if you give Truma as a Matan Masla Hachzir? After all, he didn't do anything for you. He just got the Truma with a Tanai. So here seems to be a bit of a machlokes between the Rishonim. Rashi says that what's the problem? The problem is Vishav Eskharze Yitin Lo Shar Trumosav. Because in exchange for taking the matanam and asla hachzir, meaning in exchange for imachzir this one, you'll give him the next one. Right? So that's the Maseya Beis HaGranos. Let's say today he'll take the truma and asla hachzir, give it back to you. So tomorrow you'll give him truma. Tomorrow you'll give him truma for keeps. That's the problem. The Tosos Rehazakin here, I don't know if I didn't put that on, but I'll just read one line. If I can find it in this edition. Afze Enosin Ela Mifnei Shemach Zira. He seems to assume the problem isn't you're going to give him more truma tomorrow, the problem is you're giving him this truma in exchange for being machzer, and that's very clear in the Tosos Red. He explicitly says he's taking on Rashi and having a different perspective, that what Rashi says the problem is that he's being master today, so you'll give him tomorrow the Tosos Rid, and the Tosos Yazakin assume that the problem is that he's being master today, so that you'll give him today. And that's the problem of Kohen Hamaseyeya Bivik Sakranos. Maybe we will come back to that.
That's problematic because he doesn't get anything from it.
Right, meaning why does Rashi say what he says? Because the Kohen has to benefit from it in order for this to be in the Yisro Kohen and Seyav Beis HaGranos. It has to be a kickback scheme where both parties benefit. According to Tosfos Yazak and Tosfos Rid, the Kohen doesn't benefit at all. The Bailam benefits, but the Kohen doesn't benefit, and he assumes that's not Bechlau, the Yisro of Kohen HaMaseyav Beis HaGranos.
Why does the Kohen have to have any benefit? If I'm Mafrish Tuma and I give it over to the Kohen and all of a sudden it explodes and disappears, everything is fine.
True. The Kohen doesn't have to benefit from it. But here's the problem, more than the way Tosfos Yuzakin says it. I don't have my Tosfos written in front of me. Apparently, I'm missing my kovetz. If anyone sees it, please feel free. You have an extra copy of the course. Here he says, what's the problem? So I will let me come back to that. Let me come back to that in a moment. But we see already here, perhaps, the Kohen Hamsayeya Beves Hagranos, we have Matana Almanas Lahachzir, is somehow a Kohen Hamsayeya Beves Hagranos. How so? So here again, Rashi said, says today Almanas Lahachzir, and tomorrow you'll give him an actual matana, so that's the exchange. While the Rid, let's stick with the Rid for now, the Rid says no, it's just that today is Almanas Lahachzir. What is the difference between Rashi and the Rid, and what's the problem? So Rashi doesn't explicitly say what the problem is, but in the Rid, what is his lashon? He says the law problem is the Kohen's not nene, right? The problem is that Kohen is not nene. For Rashi, it's not exactly, he doesn't specify exactly what the problem is. Right? Rashi. But Rashi sort of assumes the problem is is quid pro quo, right? This is actually where people use it nowadays in newspapers. Quid pro quo is only used in the context of kickbacks. The legal concept in America. The problem is that he's paying for the Kohen is bribing you. He's giving you something, and you're giving him something in exchange. The the Rid, what's the problem? Morty asked, what's the problem that the Kohen isn't nene? So Rashi, we sort of understand. We'll leave the Tosfos Yuzakin for now. Rashi, like the disadvantage, he has to bring in tomorrow. But we understand why he's bringing it tomorrow. Because today, there doesn't seem to be any corruption. Like, the coin's like doing you a favor, but he's not like paying you off to benefit. The coin's not benefiting at all. He's just being a nice guy. He's just giving you a matana. The Tosfos Rid doesn't have to bring in tomorrow. But what's the problem? Like, what's the problem with the coin's not nene? Who cares if the coin's nene or not? Seems to be that the Tosfos Rid here has a yesod. Seems to be that what's the problem with Tosfos Rid? The yesod is that you need to
fully
benefit the Kohen, fully, let's see this better, the yesod is that the Mitzvahs Nesina seems to be that the Kohen should benefit. If the Kohen's not benefiting, then you're not being... Now, it's not that you're not Yotzi De Nesina, but the idea behind the Nesina is that the Kohen should benefit. If you give it Almanas Lahachzir, the Kohen's not benefiting, and you haven't properly been Mekayim, the idea of Nesina, the point of Nesina is that he should have a benefit. Not that he should benefit $10 and pay back $5. Not that he should benefit $10 and return it. The point is that, the yesod is that, the iser of Kohen Hamisayeya is a pigam in the Nesina, because you are not giving all the benefit. So classic Kohen Amaseya is kickbacks. I'll give you this if you'll give me back something in exchange. And that's a pagam in a sina, because if you're supposed to give him something benefit $10 and you make him give you back $2 of work, you won't give him $8. According to the Rit says, well, this is even worse. You're giving me back $10, he's returning it to you. He has to return it to you. So he hadn't benefited. It seems like the problem here is that it's a pagam in a sina that he hasn't benefited.
Was that to when I'm saying? Say it's not the sina.
Maybe that's the Isser Konos of Isagronos. The Isser Konos of Isagronos is that
it's a
pagam in the sina.
It's not a moral issue.
It's not a moral issue. It's a pagam in the sina. I mean, you know, everything becomes a moral issue at a certain point, perhaps. But it's a pagam in the sina. Now, what's the other option? Maybe we'll mention. Right, but it's not, I mean, the problem isn't that you are mistreating him, the problem isn't that he's being corrupt, the problem is just that the Torah wanted you to benefit someone, and you're finding a loophole to not benefit them, so you can't say that you didn't do what the Torah said, but you can say you didn't fulfill the spirit of the Nesina, right, you found a loophole to get around the spirit of what the Torah wanted you to do.
Why does Rebbe have not given all?
Because classic Kohen Masayeya, you give part of the benefit. Right, I give you truma worth $100, and you help me out and do labor worth $20. So I've given you benefit, right? You worked $20 worth of labor, and you got $100 worth of truma, but you didn't get all the benefit, right? So that's why I wanted to make my lashon broader. Now, I haven't said anything yet.
Is there a reason you don't want to say there are two dinim here?
I don't want to say there's. Two dinim yet at this point. Maybe we'll see if we could bring that back in a moment. Now, I think this question might also affect the big machlokus that I point out in the Rishonim as to whether the Isser of Konus Eiv Beis Agronos includes... not yet. Includes, but I mean, no objective reason.
Meiser
Honey. Right. In the Brisa in Bechoros, it's explicit that it says, HaKohan Levim Veha Aniyim. Kohan Levim and Aniyim. And Rashi brings down here, Rashi has our Girsa. I mean, usually, we have Rashi's Girsa, rather. Right? The Girsa the printers had came from Rashi, you know, many generations up. And Rashi has someplace here. And there is a Gerushim on the side here. The print is very small. I'm not going to look at it now. Also has the Gerusha of Aniyim. I mean, why shouldn't they? That's what's printed there. The Rambam creates a problem because the Rambam brings this down in Hilchos Trumos. Right? I mean, he references it once elsewhere, but he mainly only discussed it in the 12th parak of Hilchos Trumos. The Rambam. Asher l'kohanim u'levim, l'seyav beis agronos to adito mat noseya. Asher for the kohanim and the levim to work in the beis agronos in order to get their matanos. He leaves out aniyim, right? U'levim and agorin etc. V'chom say achila kodesh Hashem. And if they did it, they were mechalel kodesh Hashem. What's kodesh Hashem? The Trumos, right? Now, here it's a little tricky, because Maestro is not so posh if they're Kodesh Hashem. Does Meister... Meister is Trumos Meister in it, but nonetheless, you know, there is... I don't think the Rambam means literally Kodesh. After all, Zohar L'Chaim and Keva is also included in this. And that's not literally Kodeshim, but the point is that there's some Hashivas to this, right? There's some chashivas to these matanos, even the matanos to Levium, right? Keep in mind, it's not, they're not schnorrers to Levium. It's bechavod matanos to Levium, right? Lo yelako anem al Levium, kol shevet Levi, chevet l'achlo mechav, right? Yishe Hashem nachlosol yochilo, and they're in the nachl of Hashem. So there's a certain, I'm not saying it's mamish kudshin, or mamish kudosh, but there's a certain kedusha to it. Of course, there's no kedusha to Maiser Ani, meaning Maiser Ani is Rachmanis. A required Rachmanis. Saying it's not, there's nothing holy about the Aniyim. It's not holier to be poor than to be rich. It's also not holier to be rich than to be poor. But you're not automatically, you're holy if you're a lady. You're not automatically holy if you're rich. You're not more automatically holy if you're poor. Okay, so the Rambam seems to have no place for Aniyim. He leaves that Aniyim. Seems to have no place for them in his scheme. And then he says, V'aleim nemer shikat the bris levi. And he says, why? The Jew, the Yisrael can't, one second, let them, because he has to be mechabit them. And then he says, "Nasa trumah l'kohen and nasa zur yotzi de nesina va'aso laskin nishanim sefer seyed beis agranos." Okay, also on sheyichtefu trumos from maestros. And he says, what's the next thing he says after kohen seyed? They're not allowed to grab their trumos from maestros. Va'filu lishol chelchem fiyan also. They're not even allowed to ask for it. Now I understand why they're not allowed to grab. I always teach my kids not to grab. I don't teach my kids not to ask. You know what's wrong with asking? Now, kids should ask. I mean, everyone's going to ignore them if they don't ask, right? So why can't the Kohanim ask, right? These, I mean, it's a Gemara, but the Rambam puts it right here and he explains why. Elan notlin b'chavod. No, grab. If he just said not to grab Tanach, no one should ever grab. Give me a break. But he says they can't even ask. Why can't they ask? Because it's not mechavod. You know what I mean? You can imagine, like, you know, you have like an old Rosh Hashiva, and he's not going to ask anyone for anything. It's not mechavod. You should give it before he asks. See, if you're really mechavod someone, then they don't have to beg. Aniyim beg. You know, okay, theoretically, you should be mechavod them as much as possible and smile, etc. You know, but that's, there's no kavod to being an ani. No, Kohanim Leviim are mechavod. Mechavod, they don't ask for something. They just stand there and people give it to them by themselves. And this happens all the time. You see a big Rosh Hashiva, a big gadol, chassidus Rebbe, never asks for anything. It's beneath his kavod to ask. People give it to him before he asks. The who asks? Kids ask for things because they're kids and they're not mechavod. But shal shulchan amakom heim oklin, because they're eating on the shulchan of Hashem. Val shulchanim shosim umatnos elu lashem heim v'hu zikalim shenemar nino sadil chas v'shem is trumosai. Now the Rambam's lashon here is very holy, right? Why did the Kohanim Leviim not misayeya? Because they're too holy. They're eating Hashem's portion. This is the portion of Hashem. Why do we give the Kohanim and the Leviim this miser? Because really we owe it to Hashem. Really we owe it to Hashem. However, Hashem does not have a mouth. And therefore, he assigns it to his shamashim. He gives it to shamashim instead. And that's the Kohanim Leviim. But it's not mechavod. Again, if you're eating al shulchan Hashem, mechavod, then it's not even mechavod for you to ask. It's certainly not mechavod for you to, like, do things in exchange or bribe or do something to incentivize people to give you matanos. Now, how do aniyim fit in this scheme of the Rambam? So the answer is, they don't. The Rambam leaves out aniyim. What gives them the right to leave out aniyim if the Gemara Mefurish says aniyim? So the answer is, his Gemara didn't Mefurish say aniyim. How do we know that? We can only speculate. We don't have his Gemara. But the Ramban's Gemara didn't say aniyim. Now again, I'm very glad it was Hashgacha Pratis that Morty couldn't find where they put the Ramban on the Bar Ilan, because the Bar Ilan is the wrong Gersa Ramban. The Bar Ilan's Gersa Ramban is like our Gersa in the Gemara. But in the back of the Gemara Gersa the Ramban, and I checked in my, you know, black Rav Herschler Ramban based on the manuscripts, and it's not the same as Bar Ilan, it's the same as it's in our Gemara. So, in the Gersa the Ramban that's published by Rav Herschler, you know, the black set of Rambans with footnotes, he doesn't have the word aniyim. Apparently the Rambam didn't have the word aniyim in his Gemara, which makes a lot of sense. What does the Gemara continue to say? Shichata bris levi. How could the aniyim be shichat and bris levi? And yes, kodshe v'nei Yisrael los chalav los amusu. Have the aniyim be kodshe Hashem. My sarani is not kodshe Hashem. I mean, if you really, really wanted to stretch, you know, and drush, maybe, but clearly, it's hard to call it kodshe Hashem. No, Rashi's weak here. Why are you talking about bris levi and kodshe Hashem? So Rashi will say, it's talking about aniyim, but it also emphasizes certain things for Kohanim and Leviim. But the Rambam and Ramban reach much smoother. It's only talking about Kohanim and Leviim in the first place. So here, I think, if you compare...
The Pesukim from Malachi, it's talking only about Kohanim Leviim.
What?
The Pesukim in the Pasuk itself is from Malachi. It's only talking about...
Yeah, of course, of course. Shechata bris levi is only Malachi. I mean, Malachi is very concerned with Kohanim Leviim for reasons that we won't get into now. So here we already seem to have some sort of a chakira. After all, the Rambam excludes aniyim. And he excludes aniyim for a very logical reason, because his whole point is about kavod and kedusha. And by the aniyim, I don't mean they don't deserve a kavod abrios. Obviously, they deserve kavod abrios, but they deserve kavod abrios just like everyone else. If a regular middle class mechanic, you know, wants something from me, he does something in exchange. You know, regular Pete, it's not beneath someone's kavod to ask. It's not beneath someone's kavod to lobby. It's not beneath someone's kavod to make it worth my while to incentivize. It's kavod and kedusha doesn't apply to aniyim. Okay, then let's go back to our gersa. So what's our gersa? If our gersa doesn't include aniyim, then what's the problem? Hard say it's the kavod and the kedusha. There's no kedusha in the aniyim. There's no kedusha in the matanos of the aniyim. They're not ochlan al shulchan Hashem. You don't have to be mechabed them more than, I don't think you have to be mechabed an ani. I mean, we should be sensitive in real life. You don't have to be mechabed an ani more than a middle class person. You know, if someone wants something for your business, you work out a deal. So what's the problem according to our Girsa? So I would think perhaps here, if here's the Yesod of the Isser, Yesod HaIsser of Kohen Hamsayeya Beves Hagranos, here you have the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kavod Ukedusha. It's against Kavod and Kedusha. So I'm not, can't say for sure what the other option is, but l'chora, the other option is, like, what is wrong with the Aniyim helping out? It's not that it's insulting the Aniyim if they help out in the base of Grunt. Because after all, we all know what happens economically. One Ani helps out, then the other Ani has to compete and help out, and then they compete who can help out more, and they end up helping out almost as much as what they're getting, right? Because after all, one Ani will help out, give you labor with 50% of being nicer. The other guy will do 60%, and eventually they'll reach some equilibrium at 83%. And what's the problem? The problem isn't that you're not respecting the holiness of the Aniyim, I don't think. I don't think the problem is that you're not having extra reverence for Aniyim. The problem is Pashut.
You're not giving them the full due.
Right, that you're not helping them. The whole point is that these poor guys, they need this matana, right? I think that's totally the problem. Now again, how would we make that common denominator for the Kohen and the Levi and the Aniyim? The Kohen would be of art and skin in, but I think here I'd be inspired by the Joseph Rid. I'm not saying this is enough gemina necessarily, but you could say, I'm inspired by the Joseph Rid. You could say that it is a pagam in the Nesina. Again, I'm not saying it's not Nesina. It is Nesina. Atana Maslahash is called Matana. But it's a pagam in the Nesina because obviously the letter of the law of Nesina is the Dwamaisa Nesina. But we all know what the spirit of the law of Nesina is. That you have riches and you should make someone else rich. You should make yourself have less and the other fellow have more. And clearly it's a pagam if you're going to take something in exchange. And, you know, if it's just an ani, he's not corrupting any bris. And it's just an ani, he's not being mechalal anything. But that's not the main point. That's the side point, if you include the ani. The main point, I think, is that it's a pagam in the nesina, as we said, because he's not getting the full benefit. And I think the nafkamina is... The nafkamina is very clear, is aniyim. For the Rambam, it doesn't apply to aniyim. That's the Rambam and the Ramban. But for our Girsa, which is also the Girsa of Rashi, and Rabbeinu Girsa Mor Hagola there, and I don't know, maybe you could add some more Rishonim, all of these are the main Rishonim to talk about this, it does apply to Aniyim.
But no, there's still a difference. The case I gave before about it exploding after you gave it to the Kohen. Your Nesina is Nesina. By an Ani, it's not so much to the Nesina. You're supposed to give $100 to the Ani, and if he has to work for it, he's only getting $80. You haven't given your full 10%.
I think that's what I meant. Okay. That's what I meant by Gavin Nesina. I didn't mean your example.
Okay.
Yes?
Doesn't this work? I mean, for my surrounding, if I don't give my surrounding, I can't eat the food that I have, just in the same way that I can't eat the food that I have if I don't give it. No?
No. If I don't separate my surrounding, I can't eat the food.
Okay.
If I don't give my surrounding, I can. Meaning, we're not talking about the stage of separation here. Meaning, as soon as I say...
Time by yourself to separate.
I don't even have to... But what does separate mean? As soon as I say the words, it's not in so much that I have to say words, but I'll be machmer on myself. As soon as I say the words, the topmost 10% of this pile is Maaser Ani, it's now all kosher and I can eat it. We're not talking here about the kashrus. You know, we're talking here, I don't even have to physically do anything to eat it. We're talking here about the mitzvah nesina. And we're saying is the mitzvah nesina, it's a begam of the nesina because they're not really getting something.
For my surrounding, is there actually a mitzvah in the Nesina, or is it just a mitzvah in the Afrosha?
So this is a.
Is this the Ram, the Rambam?
I don't want to get too far afield, but you know there is a famous machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam that when the Ramban at the end of Sefer Mitzvos, right, throughout Sefer Mitzvos, you had a sagos and he passled some mitzvos. So he kept a tally of how many he passled, and he also had shitas that he had to fill in some mitzvos. So luckily it worked out, or he got it to work out, that the amount of mitzvos the Rambam counted, the apostle did the same with the amount of mitzvos the Rambam forgot that he thought you should count. And one of the mitzvos he fills in is, but I'm really not getting into this. I'm just pointing out, we're to look up this sugya, that we know one of the mitzvos he fills in, everyone knows the famous mitzvah, that he fills in mitzvah Dalad Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which is not our topic now, which already becomes hashkafic. But one of the also hashkafic, but less obviously hashkafic, I think also Mr. Keen hashkafic.
We also know to give back rebis.
Yes, obviously. But he says here someplace, if I'm not mistaken.
Rabbi, can I just say something else for a second?
Yes. Okay. Maybe we'll leave this.
The Tosafot said that the whole basis of the reason why Amisayim Beis Agonis for Kohen is wrong is because there's a Kodesh Baruch was mechayev for you to give him or for him, whatever exactly that is. Tachas avodasa. So it's clear that Kodesh Baruch also wants to give a niyam for a particular purpose. Also, we don't know exactly why. But maybe there's a reason over there. Maybe that's why. Maybe
okay, it could be. Anyway, let's leave this for now. The question, the mitzvah of Prasha.
You can't parcel the produce. Right. So what you can do with the
If you want to be into the question of like, are you giving to Hashem when you give aniyim? Right. Ten lo shalom, mishalom shatam shalcha shalom, and b'chol asher titin li aser asrenu lach. So there may be some element of this, but to go from there to the kavod and the kedusha element, I think is going to be a little tough. Meaning,
but the kavod and kedusha element for the Tosfos Rid is just because you're paying him tachas.
I'm not talking about Tosfos Rid. I'm talking about the Rambam. In the Rambam, I think it's going to be. It makes a lot of sense. So it wouldn't apply to any image. You want to have some expanded getter, maybe. But I think you can come down to the same thing. So that's the thing. I just want to point out a few, and the Rambam, the mucker is both the Lashon of the Rambam, and how do we know for the Rambam, this idiom covered in Kedusha? It's both the language of the Rambam and the context of the Rambam, right? What did the Rambam put it next to? He puts it next to the one I'm not asking. No one said that Niyam shouldn't ask because beneath their kavod. No, let the Niyam hustle a little. The other nafkamina could be, and here's a subtlety, who is the Isser, according to the formulation of the Brisa, who is the Isser on? Who's violating the Isser in the Brisa and Bechorus? Really?
Yeah.
Can I read you Bechorus and and I'll answer the question again? It sounds to me like ain nos lehem, right? The balabayas. Now, if you'll say there's an ancillary problem with the aniyim also perhaps starts with ain nos lehem truma b'schar. And the Rambam is just interesting that he says starts with aser l'kohanim levim l'seyev beis hagronos. It actually never said aser l'kohanim levim l'seyev beis hagronos in Shas. And then he says, much later, a halacha and a half later, he says, at the end of the halacha, but also the Yisrael anicho sheyisayehu. The Jew can't, the Yisrael can't let him do it. It's not like the Jew can't let him do the Isser, but the Isser is mostly on him. There seems to be a different emphasis, and I think this actually works well. The nafmina might be, who does the Isser primarily devolve upon, right? Devolve is chal. Who is the Isser chal on primarily? Obviously, if one guy's doing the Isser, so it's also for the other guy to cooperate. The Rambam sounds pretty clear. The Kohen and the Levi. It's also the Kohen and the Levi to do it, just like it's also them to grab, and just like it's also them to ask, and just like it's also them to be mavaz themselves. The Yisrael shouldn't let them do this Isser. But in our Gemara, it says, it's interesting. It starts with the Kohanim, the Levim, and Anim, Hamasayin, the Beis HaGronos, the Beis HaRoin. But then it doesn't say they're doing something wrong at first. It first says you're not allowed to give them. And it's not even clear it ever says you're not allowed to give them. And then it says, and if you do it, it's a violation of these psukim. It's not even clear if who does it. If they do it, they're violating psukim. If you do it, you're violating psukim. If everyone does it. Right? The only person who is forbidden explicitly in the Gemara is the Bible. While the Rambam starts with the Kohan Leviim having an Isra, and then when he says the Isra in Yisrael, which he has to because it's in the Gemara, he says, they're not allowed to let the Kohanim do this. So it sounds like this would be a great nafkamina. If the problem is that you're consorting your Nesina, then the Isra is primarily on you. Obviously, it's also on them for corrupting the system, but it's primarily on you. The Isra for them is they're corrupting your Nesina. They're ruining your mitzvah. But if the Isra is the covenant and the Kedusha, then who's responsible to preserve the covenant Kedusha Kohanim? Everyone, right? We all have to Mekadesh Kohanim. But primarily, it's their responsibility. They have to guard their Kedusha. They have to uphold their standards. obviously, the primary responsibility of ensuring you, of making Kohanim special is on the Kohanim. So I think that could also be an afkamina. I'm not saying it's an afkamina l'maisa, you know, because either way you shouldn't do it, but it's certainly an afkamina in the way they formulate it.
And couldn't it be over here too? The Kohanim Levim, they're not allowed to be Messiah. And if you give them, then, and they've already ruined it there by being Messiah. Your giving is a useless giving because it doesn't work anymore. You shouldn't be giving it to them. So it's still the Kohanim who did the...
You're saying in the Rambam, you could say, you start the Kohanim Levim because they're the ones who start the ball rolling. After all, chronologically, they come first. Okay, fair enough. I would admit that. I hear the taina. Although nonetheless, what's interesting is that, you know, in our Gemara, what's the Isser? Ein nosin lehem. The Isser's on the Nesina. In the Rambam, what's the Isser even on the Bailim? Lahanicha sheyisayehu. Right? To let them debase themselves. So I think also in the Pu'ula, right? The our Gemara focuses on, I mean, our Gemara is against the Rambam had a different gears than all these Pratim. The Rambam had a different gears than Amiyim, and then reinterpreted some of the Pratim. But again, in our Gemara, here, the Bailim and the Pa'ulas Isser is the Nesina. That is the Pshat of the Gemara. While in the Rambam, it's the Kohen Levi, and the Pa'ulas Isser Mitzad HaBailim is Lehanicham Sheyisayu. This is the Rambam. So I think it really shows his different orientation. This is about debasing Hashem's servants and Hashem's portion. Well, for our gears in the Gemara, it really seems to be much more about just not doing the Nesina, not giving what you're supposed to be giving, and being selfish and keeping it for yourself and corrupting the system.
You say it's like the
behavior? For the Rambam, I'm not sure if I would go so far. I'm not sure if I would go so far, like, but maybe. Now, let me just, here I'm going out a little bit on a limb. I'm not really 100%. What?
Truma is a mitzvah ben adam l'malko. Tzedakah is a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveru, which is nivchan b'totzah, not in the mice of mitzvah. So my ceremony is somewhat, it's very close to tzedakah.
Correct, which exactly fits well with this.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, absolutely. Now, Yonatan said if you want to pull my ceremony more closer to Trumas or Maestros, maybe you could, but I'm not convinced that it's necessary. I'm not convinced that it makes it easier to understand. Okay, here I'm not sure, like, I put this on the board, and it, like, illustrated a nice yisod, is the machlokes have interpreted more actually an afkamina of this chakira? I'm not as convinced. The Rambam actually doesn't have an opinion here. You know, if you say it's a pagam in the Nesina, and then Rashi is not going to work out terrifically, I must admit. So that's why I'm a little reluctant, but I would think... Nonetheless, I would think that in terms of Matana Amanas Lehachzir, why is it Usser? And here I'm going to be a little nidcha, because Rashi's not going to work out perfectly. I would think if the problem is of Gam and the Nesina, then it should be Usser just because of this time, because Lemaisa, I'm not giving you anything. Lemaisa, I'm not really sharing my wealth with you. You would think the Rid would make more sense. And the Tosfos Riazakin also, even though he doesn't say the same formulation, because of this time. That would make more sense, because Lemaisa, there's no, or at least the Rid, Lemaisa, as a Pagam Minasina, you're not taking home something, I'm being selfish, I'm not really helping you.
While the Rid said that that was only a Hana business because of Tachas Avodosam, so that necessarily...
No, that the Rid said that? Or the Ritva said that?
Oh, Rid,
You want to read me the Rid? I don't have a Kovitz here. I am... thank you. You could be right. It's definitely possible. What does he say here? Hey, Rosh, you know, rice, well, tis the Chama, also the Mitzvah, and the Bukhid, leading those, you know, no, of Losh, you know, Scharo. The Avagav, no, I don't think he used that formulation. Tomashi, Tim, Menu, Hana, right? They said you need to really be Mahane. I think you're confusing the Rit and the Ritva, which is the Minhag 200 years ago, but it's not the Minhag nowadays.
Could it be that Rashi is just explaining why he would give it back? Why else would he just return what you just gave him?
Right. Well, let me just point out in a second. Well, over here, I think it could go either way, really. If you're going to say the problem is that it's not covenant kedusha, you could say it's not covenant kedusha to do something for you this time, you'll do something next time. You could also say it's not covenant kedusha to make him agree to a tenai this time. So I think this could go either way. But here, it's going to be a little tricky because then Rashi is the Gersa of Aniyim, so for Rashi, it shouldn't be about covenant kedusha, just being a Sina. So why does Rashi not say, like, the Rid and Tos Rizakin? That's just because this time he doesn't take home anything. So unless you say that... unless you say, like Zev, he's just trying to explain, like, how this... He's trying to explain how this could be, or he's trying to explain, like, technically, when they made the Xera, they only made it in a way that there's more corruption, that someone's benefiting from, that someone's corrupting the process. So you could stick Rashi here.
Rabbi, why don't you just say, like we were saying with Rabbi Chaviro, that the bottom line is the Ani is going to wind up with less money this way than in the end. But that's
what the Rid is saying.
Even Rashi would go like that. But so far, so the Ani is going to wind up with less money at the end of the month.
Right, but even just this time he'll end up with less money. Why wasn't that enough for Rashi? Rashi seemed to require some real corruption, not just, you know, lack of Hana. Let's leave that for now. I just want to end with the famous question, of course, of Pidyon Abed. Right? What's pshat in Pidyon Abed? Right? So what's pshat in Pidyon Abed? Then... I'm going to write this carefully. So, from our Gemara, what does our Gemara say is Usr al Manas Lahachzir? Only? No, it's Usr, because Konam say yeah. Only Truma. It doesn't say Pidyon HaBen. Why does our Gemara not say Pidyon HaBen is Usr? Because it's Konam say Yeh Beisa Gronos. So here we have two opinions, right? Right? Why did our Gemara forbid Truma but not Pidyon HaBen? So, one possibility is because there's some reason that Pidyon HaBen, there's no problem with Tanu Asla Hafzer, right? So maybe there is no Isser by Pidyon HaBen. Okay, who holds there's no Isser by Pidyon HaBen?
Rashba,
the Shut Rashba. Now, he's not discussing Konas de Yavis and Grunos, but, you know, the Shut Rashba is not my plumber, right? The Shut Rashba should be careful with his words. And even though he's not in the Sugya of Konas de Yavis and Grunos, he's just stomping the Sugya of Matan Masla Hachzir. He says time and time again, it's mutter to do Pidyon HaBen Matan Masla Hachzir. If he meant, you're Yotze, but it's Usser, he would have said, you're Yotze, but don't do it. If he says it's mutter,
what is the
correct
claim that Rashi, the
self-Rashi? It's a great question. This is the Shut Rashba, and this is the Pashtos of the Rambam, right? This is the Pashtos of the Rambam. The Pashtos of the Rambam is that he brings it down by Truma, and he brings down by Bechor, and he brings down by Zerol Chayim and Kiva, what we call Matanos. Meaning, he has no problem bringing it down by every example hinted at in the Gemara. But he doesn't bring it down by Pidyon HaBen. And he says, Matan Masach Sujotsi Pidyon HaBen, and he doesn't say, but it's Usher. Okay, the Rambam also, right? The Rambam writes the Mishnah Torah, he writes clearly. If he meant your Yotze, but it's Usher, he should have said so. He has no right to just, or perhaps, he has no right to just say your Yotze and not tell you if it's Usher. So the Rambam, and the Gra claims that, what?
He explicitly says it. Chayim perish from Usher, and Usher, and Usher, and Usher, and Usher, and Usher.
He doesn't say this.
The Rambam.
He explicitly says what? Then it's Potter. But he doesn't say it's Usher.
No, he says it's Mutter.
Right? He doesn't explicitly say it's Mutter. He says, but no Potter. He doesn't explicitly say, right? But it sounds like, he doesn't explicitly say, but it sounds like, right? Stimas Harambam. It sounds like it's Mutter. Then the Gra says Rashi holds its Mutter. How does the Gra know Rashi holds its Mutter? He didn't. Where did it say in Rashi that his mutter appeared in a bed? Do you have any idea? Nope. I mean, I have an idea, but it's Rashi, Lefi the Gra, but we're not sure why, right? Okay. And on the other side is it is Asur by Pidyon HaBen. Of course, it's Asur by Pidyon HaBen. It's Asur by Ol Matnos Kahuna. If it's Asur by Ol Matnos Kahuna, then why didn't our Gemara say so?
Well, it wouldn't be. How would it be also for Rashi, the Fi Yishita, that you're going to give him more Truma later? If I'm going to say it based on this class.
Okay. You didn't want to steal my punchline. Right. But absolutely. Yes. But just, who's on the other? First of all, if it really is also by Pinyin HaBen, for who says really also by Pinyin HaBen? I put Tosfos, and it's not just Tosfos, it's the Mordechai, and it's the Rosh, you know, it's like all the Baalei Tosfos, right? So here we have Tosfos, Mordechai, and the Rosh, the Rosh in Bechoros, and the Mordechai here, and Tosfos, and they even use that to explain Akasha, right? Why that? Who was it in the story?
Rabbi Chanina.
There's a certain guy who gave a Pidyon HaBen and like waited for him to return it. And he said, ah, you're not Yotze. So everyone asked, what's wrong? You could do Matan Maslah Hachzir. So why did he say this guy wasn't Yotze? So ultimately, so the answer was, because this wasn't Matan Maslah Hachzir. This guy never gave Matan at all, just thought he would like hold on to it and give it back. This guy just gave it as a Pikado, not as a Matan at all. So why? Different formulation in the Rishonim. Either because this guy just was not sophisticated, so he gave it as like a pikado to return, and he didn't say Matan Maslah Hachzir. If he had said Matan Maslah Hachzir, it would be okay. The other day is, of course he can't be Matan Maslah Hachzir. Reb Chanina wouldn't accept Matan Maslah Hachzir. That would be a violation of the Isser Kohen Sayeh. Why would the holy Reb Chanina do an Isser? Some Amaretz Kohen might, but obviously an Amor is not going to do an Isser. So that's why the Rishone Ashkenaz or the Bali Tosfos clearly held the Isser applies. If the Isser applies, this is a shmizy technical question. So why in our Gemara did it only say the Isser by Truma, not by Pidyon HaBen, if the Isser applies equally? Because what part of our Gemara did it say it's also by Truma? The beginning or the end? The Havamina. And in the Havamina, what's the opinion of Ben?
It doesn't work even.
It doesn't work even with the Evet. So there's no need to say that it's also the Chachila. Right? So just because in the Havamina they only said it by Truma, because opinion of Ben didn't work even with the Evet. But they figured that we would know on our own that in the Maskana, once opinion of Ben works with the Evet, it's still also the Chachila. So it is also by opinion of Ben, but it wasn't specified because at that stage in the Shakla Vitaria, Pidyon HaBen didn't work even b'dieved. Okay, so at that stage in the Shakla Vitaria, Pidyon HaBen didn't work even b'dieved. If it doesn't work even b'dieved, there's no need to say it's Kohen Fei Mesekranos. You know, it doesn't work b'chlam. So it's just for some technical reason they didn't mention it by Pidyon HaBen, but of course it applies to Pidyon HaBen. This is the Tosfos Mordechai in the Rosh. Okay, now, of course, we're left with just a one last lumdish question, which is, what's the Svara of the Rambam? If you ask, what's the Svara of Tosfos Mordechai in the Pashut, why should Pidyon HaBen be any different than all other Matanos? Right, remember, we got Rowan based Mitzrayim, based Adronis. We got Truma, Meiser, maybe Meiser Ani, Zror L'chayim Akeva, Bechor. Okay, so why not Pinyin Abed? Meaning, whatever common denominator, all those things should include Pinyin Abed. Here, the Svara is tricky. Who's the first person who asked that he didn't understand the Svara? The Kesem Mishnah on the side says, it seems from the Rambam there's no Isser Pinyin Abed, but I have no idea why. Okay, so the cheapest answer, as it were, the least mechudish answer is the prichadash in the Mayim Chaim. Did I put the Mayim Chaim on the core sheet?
Yes.
Yeah, it's also in the back, actually, of some standard non-Frankel Rambam. Type of Mayim Chaim in the back. That's the prichadash's notes on the Rambam. It's not a long page; just notes here and there. What does the prichadash say for the Rambam? How does he answer up why the Rambam thinks it doesn't apply to Pinyin Aved? Trick question.
He thinks it does.
The Rambam's really the same as Tosfos and the Rosh of the Mordechai. The Rambam just didn't bother to specify. He figured that you would put two and two together. He didn't write it's also my opinion of N, because once he wrote it's also his true most, you'd figure it out on your own. Okay, again, I think the Rambam should be more of a dyke than that. But Efshar, so says the Prichadash in the Mayim Chaim, he says that it really is Usher. Okay, if it really is Usher, if it really is Usher, then you don't need any Hezber, but that's a Dachim shot in the Rambam. And the Rashba clearly seems to think it's Mutter. So, and the Gra thought there, everyone else thought there, the Kesem Mishnah. So, what Svara are you going to give for the Rambam and the Shut Rashba and this elusive Rashi? Who wants to say a Svara?
It's a trade.
What?
I'm trading. Instead of me doing it, he's doing it. The whole Ophi of Pidyon Aben.
And if so?
If so, it's a business proposition.
Ah, okay, good. Okay, so we have a few answers here. Yonatan gave one, Joel gave one. There's a few answers. Let me just maybe go back and summarize them. I think you can answer in perhaps one of three different directions. One direction is what Yonatan said. Yonatan said it's you can answer based on this machlokas. Right? Yonatan said based on this machlokas. So one answer is... Yonatan says, well, remember the machlokas Rashi and the Rid is the Isser of Konsei Beis HaGranos that you're giving him the Truma and he's giving it back to you this time, or that he'll give it back to you this time, but he'll give it there for keeps next time. If it's that you're giving, just make to it, it's that he's giving it to you this time, you're giving it for keeps next time. It's not really classic Truma Konsei Beis HaGranos, it's more of a Nirek Konsei Beis HaGranos. It's like something similar to Konsei Beis HaGranos. Now you could say that applies to Truma because there's always a next time. But Pinyin Aben, it's not common to be a next time. And there could be. A guy can do as many Pinyin Abens as he wants. Meaning, it all depends on how many wives he marries. Even nowadays, a guy can do more than one Pinyin Aben, right? Nowadays, you're not allowed to marry more than one wife concurrently. People still marry more than one wife consecutively, right? So, I know people who've done more than one Pinyin Aben. You wouldn't say it's something people are like counting or banking on, right? No one's thinking about the next Pinyin Aben for this guy, right? So you could say,
Rabbi, I thought Rashi's saying the issue is the eating of Shartramosa for free.
Yeah.
Here he's saying that you do just Pinyin Aben again. That's different than Shartramosa.
No, that you this time you give it back to him, and next time he'll give it to you for keeps, right? But again, who's banking on the next Pinyin Aben being for keeps? You know, it's not so mistaber that I'm going to take this Pinyin Aben, I'm going to ask the so that from now on, he'll give me, next time, he'll give me Pinyin Aben for keeps. By true, it makes sense. Today, I'll take true on the Hachzir, and I understand that tomorrow, he'll give me for keeps.
Well, maybe he'll become the family's Kohen, and...
Right, this is tricky. You might say Pinyin Aben for Truma. Okay, tricky. But maybe you could say, maybe, right, I'll pee Rashi Besugin. You could say that there's no chash that he is doing it in order to get the next Pidyon HaBen for keeps. Because who's thinking about next Pidyon HaBen? That's a Melsad Shechich in the first place. Maybe that's pshat in the Rambam. And Yonatan says, who might think that's pshat in the Rambam? Maybe that's the Gra. Why did the Gra say Rashi agrees with the Rambam? I have no idea how the Gra knows Rashi agrees with the Rambam. Unless you say that this is the Gra's Svara. right? The gross svar is that why is there no konim se beis agronos? Because really it's that this time I'm returning it, so next time you give it for peeps. And no one's thinking about next time, opinion of Ben. So that's maybe then we can do better than Yonatan. Maybe this is the kavanah of the gra, right? That's what Yonatan meant. Right? And this would solve two birds with one stone. A, what's the svar of the Rambam? Why should opinion of Ben be the only thing that's mutter? The answer is because the chash is this time, next time, and there's no next time. Everything else, there's a next time, once a year at least. You know, no one does opinion of Ben once a year. And that would also explain why the Groth thought Rashi agreed with the Rambam.
But they have the also written as far that the Kohen is thinking about next time, not from this guy, but from everybody else. If he gets a name and he gets it, gives it back, then he'll be in demand for this activity, and they'll give him something on the side.
Correct. You just added something.
I know, but
Rashi might say.
I know, but
you understand how Rashi could think he shouldn't add something, and then like, well, but what's in it for him, right? So you understand, and that's not so much. So could be an afkamina. Could be an afkamina pidyon haben. So the iser would apply. It was about not benefiting him now, but the iser might not apply if the chash is corruption. That next time he'll take it, give it back to you this time, so you can have it for keeps next time. Then the iser might not apply. The other possibility might be based on our main chakira here. After all, maybe pidyon haben. Now here it gets a little tricky. But, says the Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Perish Derech Amuna, he says, because Pidyon HaBen doesn't have Kedusha. That's why there's no Iser. Now, here it's a little tricky. What do you mean Pidyon HaBen doesn't have Kedusha? Most of those things don't have Kedusha, right? Zerol Chaim and Keva don't have Kedusha, and Meiser doesn't have Kedusha. So, you have to be sort of a little nidchek, say, well, Zerol Chaim and Keva have Kedusha because the coin's supposed to eat it honorably. There's a dick, he's supposed to eat it honorably. So it's not mamish kedusha, it's like a little kedusha. Meiser Rishon. Anyone can eat it. I never heard that the lady had to eat it honorably. Unless you say it has kedusha because it has maybe true as Meiser within it. Well, then what if it didn't?
We get rid of it and then it's...
Right, then what if it didn't? So that's going to be a little tricky to say, like, it has no kedusha because it's not clear that Meiser Rishon has kedusha and it's a stretch to say Zerol Chaim and Keva have kedusha. But... So that's going to be a little tricky. The rugged shomer says a little differently. He says, it's not that Pidyon HaBen is no Kedusha, it's that the Matana doesn't actually, you never actually have a, here it's, well, you never actually have Pidyon HaBen. The Matana doesn't exist till you give it, right? There is no, it's not Truma, there's a Heft of Truma you have to give. Meiser, there's a Heft of Meiser you have to give. Bechor, there's a Heft of Bechor you have to give. Zerol Chaim and Keva, there's a Heft of Zerol Chaim and Keva you have to give. By Pidyon HaBen, there's no Heft of Pidyon HaBen, according to everyone except Mavid El-Ghazi, who's not taken into account here. I can't, like, say this is Pidyon HaBen. It's not Pidyon HaBen until I give it to the Kohen. There is no Heft of Pidyon HaBen. And therefore, he points out also no Heft of Rish Sagez either. Like, you can't say, this is the Heft of Rish Sagez, now let me give it to the Kohen. It's not, there is no Heft of Rish Sagez. Only after I give it to the Kohen, it's his. So he says, there's no Heft of Pidyon HaBen before I give it. Now, he doesn't explain how that's relevant. Unless maybe you say, because there's no heft of Pidyon HaBen, therefore I don't have to like have the kavod for this to give it out honorably, because there's no kedusha, because there's no chetza. Even my sorisha, which has no mamish kedusha, there's at least a chetza that's special. There's no special heft. So I know this is a little dochuk, but maybe a better shot in the rugged chair, but a little bit bedochuk.
Wait, the chlaf?
What?
There's no kedusha whatsoever after the pidyon is actually done?
No, then it's just chulun biyad kohen. Then it's chulun biyad kohen. So maybe you could say...
Where did the kedusha go?
That maybe you could say, but this is a little dochuk. No, there was never kedusha on the money pidyon HaBen.
No, there's a kedusha on the...
Hold that thought. Okay, this is a little dochuk, but maybe you could say pidyon HaBen. If it's about Nesina, then the Isser...
That's a Hakira on the
Mitzvah. Would apply. Because after all, you're supposed to give it to him. You're not supposed to... he's supposed to be 5 shekels richer. You're supposed to be 5 shekels poorer. If you say it's about the Kavan and Kedusha, maybe Bedochak say it doesn't apply because there's no Heftza Shel Kodesh. There's no chefter shal kodesh. It's just a little tricky because there's no chefter shal kodesh in a lot of these things. Bechor is kodesh, Truman's kodesh, Zrol Chayim Akivin, Mitzrayim.
There's no chefter at all. It's just bechor.
So that's what you have to say. That you can either say like the Derech Emunah.
But not all Rishonim
say that there's no kedusha in the chefter, and that's why you don't have to do the kodesh. Or you could say like the Tzaklas Paneach. There's no chefter. Okay, then you're making an assumption that it's not the cover of the Kohanim, because they're still Kohanim, it's the cover of the Chetza. And here, there's no Chetza or the no Kedush in the Chetza. But that's a big assumption. A, because it's Dachlit for two reasons. A, you're making the Kedush in the Chetza, not the Kohen, and the Rambam mentions both parts. And B, like, L'chora, it has just as much Kedush as Rol Chaim and Keva and Maiser Rishon. And you have to say, no, those have more Kedush somehow, or those have a Chetza, this doesn't. It's a little Dachlit. Nirlani is daiti, I would say a fourth way, which has nothing to do with any of these chakiras, but has to do with a separate chakira that we all learned together maybe 3.5 years ago. Or at least wanted to. You could say, so far we have four explanations for the Rambam. One is that he never meant it in the first place. Okay, it's always easy to say that. He never meant that it's mutter, he just figured that you would put on your own, put trumos into bikurim and figure out that it was usher. Second answer is, maybe what the Gra means, based on the first thing you started with, the Isser is not because of this time, it's because of the next time. There's no next time opinion of that. Okay, could be, if you hold that, but that's not the simplest shot in the Rama. Say it's about next time. Third answer is, it's about the Kedusha, the Chefza, and here there's no Chefza. Okay, could be, but it's a little tricky because, you know, it doesn't seem to be all that less Kadosh than Maaser Rishon, unless you're saying Maaser Rishon saw some Kedusha, or there's a Chefza, here there isn't. I think the simplest way might be that has to do with Chakir and Pekin Abed. Says, after all, I think that Nirlani is Daiti. What's the mitzvah of all the... There's a mitzvah Nesina, right? There's a mitzvah Nesina. Now, all the Meisers and Trumas and everything, there is a certain inyan of Nesina. Now, Pekin Abed is also an inyan of Nesina. You have to give something. Either mitzvah mitzvah hasina, you have to give something to someone, or mitzvah cover the kedusha, you have to give a certain kedusha. But pidyon aben might be different. What is the mitzvah to give in pidyon aben? Is there more than one option?
What is the mitzvah?
The mitzvah is to give what?
Oh, the son.
The son or the money? If the mitzvah is to give the money, then pidyon aben is the same as all the other matanos. But maybe the mitzvah is to give the son. But it's not practical to give the son. So we symbolize the giving of the son by being poda to the son. But the mitzvah was never to give the kohen 5 slot. The mitzvah is to give your son. Right? As the Atmos Yosef, who's the most radical in this direction that I put on the Makorah sheet, says, he used the diet later on, you need full gemiris das. You can't have a mekach tos. You need full gemiris das of the kohen for pinyon ben. Because one eight gemiras das of the coin for Pinyon Ben, he's just receiving a present. How much gemiras das do you need to receive a present? So the answer is the coin is not receiving a present. He's selling you a very valuable item called your son. He hasn't sold you your son unless he has full gemiras das. That's what you'll say, the coin's mamish selling you your son. And the Ram of the Pirush Mishnayos says the coin's not mamish selling you your son. But the mitzvah is to be povodek ki'ilu, he's selling you your son. Right? Which, you know, might be what the Atmos Yosef means. So if you want to say, and this is, I thought of this shot the first time I read this Gemara, or at least the first time I read this Gemara as an adult, and then I actually saw, I don't know how I saw, but maybe, tell me if this is in the Sifta or not, that the Panovitcher Rav.
The Panovitcher Rav Kahneman, yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. The Panovitcher Rav said this over in a shir in a shir fully once.
Yeah.
What I'm about to say, and I even found on the internet like where they wrote up his shir, and he didn't write up himself. I think someone wrote up notes, and it's really there. The Panovitcher Rav has this chakira. He says, "Is the mitzvah to give 5 slot? We just call it pidyon aben, but the mitzvah is to give money, or is the mitzvah to give your son? But the way you symbolize that you gave your son is by being po to him." And he says the nafgamina is. One, he has a few enough. One of the nafkaminas is, konis ve'vesa gronis. If the mitzvah is to give the 5 shloim, you have to give them properly. If the mitzvah is to give your son, then the pidyon is just a technicality to show that you gave your son. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how you do the pidyon. The pidyon is not a matas kahuna. The pidyon is just symbolizing that you already gave your son to the kohen. So the pidyon doesn't need to be done properly, because the pidyon's not the matana. The ben is the matana. The pidyon is just a symbolic act to show that the ben is a matana. Now, is it a good symbolic act if you give it all manas lahachzer? Why not? It doesn't matter if the coin actually gets money, doesn't get money. It's not that the pidyon ben is kadosh al shulchan gavoa that you have to give the coin. No, the ben is kadosh al shulchan gavoa. The pidyon is just symbolic. The pidyon is not, the coin's not getting pidyon al shulchan gavoa. The coin's getting the ben al shulchan gavoa.
But he can't, so he's accepting.
But he can't, so you symbolize it with the pidyon. But the pidyon is just business.
It's not a, what do you mean symbolize?
The pidyon is just business.
He's accepting the five slon in place of the kid.
So hold that thought for a second. Maybe you could say, and this is what the Panovich Rebbe said, you could say we'll give him credit. Right, Rav Kahaneman, the Panovich Rav, right, founder of, I don't think it's Panovich, but Panovich and Bebrach, and what we call Panovich. he says that it's because if the real Matnas Kahuna is the Ben, then Pidyon is just business. The pidyon is just business. This works really well according to this Sadu Chakira. There's no need of the Sina by pidyon or ben. It's just business to symbolize. Even according to the Rambam side of the Chakira, because we are starting in the Rambam, you could say that the covenant of the Kedusha is not in the giving the money. The covenant of the Kedusha is in giving the ben. But the money is just a symbolic thing you have to do to prove that you gave the ben. It's just business to be an igloi milsa of the matana of the ben. Point is, as an igloi milsa, the ben was a matana, you have to do a pidyon. But the pidyon is just a technicality. The pidyon is a technicality. You don't have to do the pidyon with kedusha and with kavod and with the pidyon is just a technicality. So maybe you could say that shot.
Could you do have a rabban gait?
Meaning we all, you know, you're telling me that we all read in Tosos and the Beis and Aleph that you can't use avada and shtaris and karkos. If it's just a technicality, why can't you use it? If it's business, why can't you use avada and shtaris and karkos? That is a good question. Unless you say, okay, so I have to see better. It's not that it's business. It's not that it's business, you're right. It's a pidyon. So then the pidyon is, I'll say better. The pidyon is just the pidyon is really just a hatzagah. Does to pretend the baby was kadosh, you redeem him. Right? But it's just a hatzagah.
That doesn't sound good.
What?
That doesn't sound
good. Okay, but it's true.
Meaning,
what am I mean? You know?
I guess.
It's just a ceremony. It's just a ceremony to show that the ben was a matana. It's just a ceremony to show the ben was a matana. It's not the five slaying that was a matana. The ben's the matana. You just have to do a ceremony to show that the ben was a matana. And if the matana is not the five shlom, the matana is the ben. Five shlom are just the ceremony. You can do ceremony however you want. Who cares how you do the ceremony?
We said that the nusach is my boys today, and the rabbi will come and say, you know what? Keep him.
Right. So he's not allowed to do that because these exeris hakasav that you can't give the ben, that you have to
part of the hatzagah.
But still, that's all part of the hatzagah. These exeris hakasav that you have to give your ben, and once you, the way you show you gave your ben is not by giving your ben, because that's impractical. What's the kohen going to do with your son? But by redeeming him.
So honestly, that was I quoting him or not? What do you mean? This is a certain that I gave my ben. So I gave my ben. Like what?
It's
this?
To show that you gave your ben, you have to buy him back.
So.
Yep.
Did I give him or not? Did the coin ever get ever get the Ben?
He had him.
So
he had him, and then I gave him a ceremony that wasn't buying him or being co to him, but it was just like a magic. No, I don't understand what I did.
The Rambam says I have to do a ceremony of being po to him as if he belonged to the Kohen.
But he already belonged to the Kohen before. I mean, why am I doing the ceremony?
Because how do you show that you're giving your son to Hashem and to the Kohen?
Just one more of the Kohen. Well, make it a lot more... just the fact that he walks over the Kohen?
No, but the Torah didn't want you to do that because that wasn't practical.
There's another thing. I was sort of related to this. But all these others want those kahuna. You have a problem with the chefes. You want to be able to eat it. You have to do something to be matir this thing. By a pigeon of Ben, if there's a mitzvah to a pigeon of Ben, if he hasn't done it for 20 years, he's still okay. I mean, he's over
But
there's nothing wrong with him.
That's not true, because Rol Chayim and Keva also. If you don't give it to the Kohen, there's nothing wrong with the rest of the
people. Yeah, you mockish them out.
No, you don't. We paskin?
No.
Because they're refreshing about them. Okay, you'll say they're refreshing about them. But, I mean, there's no tevel in them. So everything else is something wrong with them. Here there isn't. How does that explain why there's no Isser Kronos, Savory, Sengronos?
Because it's a totally different thing. It's not related to this.
Okay, but why shouldn't the logic still apply?
Because here you're Poder, not Makdish.
Right, well, that's what I'm going to say. Here it's a Pidyon, not an Asina. The difference between a Pidyon and an Asina. I mean, that's Pidyon versus Asina. And that's why it depends on the Hakira. Is Pidyon Ben a real Pidyon, or is it a real Asina? On the one hand, we think it's a real Pidyon, because it's called Pidyon Ben, not just by us, by the Torah. On the other hand, we think it's really an Asina, because you're not actually being Poder anything. So that's... That's a hakira that we talked about. I think it was our last shiur in when we learned Vachoros. Is it a real pidyon? Is it a real nesina? Could be an afkamina of this. If it's a real nesina, then Kohanim Sevei Sagronos applies. If it's just a pidyon, then it could be that Kohanim Sevei Sagronos applies to a nesina, not to a pidyon. Because a pidyon is just yotze zayin. A pidyon you have to be yotze zayin. And a nesina you have to do properly. A pidyon you have to be yotze zayin.
But even in a nesina, Rav, we said a nesina is only if it's an object of kodesh. And here it's in the Sina of a Chol. We're back to it. We're still going.
Okay, correct. That was the other shot. Okay, let us. Does anyone have a.
What to do it for?
How valuable is Hey Sella?
How valuable is Hey Sella? How valuable is it nowadays, or how valuable was it in those days?
Was it valuable then?
Yes, Hey Sella was real money in those days. Hey Sella was real money in those days. The assumption is that, you know, by most historians and scholars and mefarshim, is that Hey Sella was pretty much like if you had an Eved baby, what you could sell him for in the market. You know, assuming he was healthy and everything. Maybe even if he grew up a little.
Is that a lot? I still don't know.
What?
Is that a lot?
Yeah, because, you know, it's a decent... An adult would go for 30 to 50. So that's a lot of money. A whole a serious field goes for 50, right?
A baby that you like have to support and can't do anything for you for a bunch of years. That's
okay, but still fine. I think it's still money. It's still money. I mean, think about it this way: a bezera homer sorim, a decent sized field, is worth. Again, this is the value of the pinyon, but a lot of sorts assume the value of the pinyon in the Torah is correspondent to what it was worth in the time of the Torah. Is worth like one sella for a year of rental.
Wow.
So that's like renting a field that's renting a field that's, what is it? That's renting a nice sized field for 5 years. That's money. Okay. Nowadays, it's not as much money just because our whole economy is very different. And so nowadays, it's, I don't know, sometimes 100 shekel, a little more, a little less, meaning it's not peanuts, but it's not, you know, no one's going broke. But in those days, that was real money. Okay, let's go on to the Gemara. Says the Gemara.
Listen. What about the ketzot with the Nesina Bel Korcho? You want to leave? You don't want to do that? Who signed it?
Do you mean the Kovachurim?
With the Kovachurim, that whole...
Yeah,
just do it after class.
I thought it was interesting, but I want to move on, so I'm not going to talk about it now. I didn't like this question so much in the first place, so that's why... I didn't like this question much in the first place, so if my time is going to deal with it, I'm not going to. You can learn the Shema without the Shir also. The we have to move on in the Gemara. The it's not wasting time if you learn something and I don't discuss it and share it. As a matter of fact, you know, ideally everyone should be spending a lot of their time on things that I'm not going to discuss and share, just to be mimic and you know, follow your hearts. Okay. The Amarav ten man lepoli bekadosh ani lach v'kudesh v'yin arev. If a woman says, "Give money to someone else." Give money to my friend, and I'll be the Kadeshus to you. That works, me din arev. All the Rishonim say, okay, the Ron here, if you want to look at it, quotes in Das Yachid, who doesn't even have a name, who disagrees with all the Rishonim, including the Ron, say that, after all, we need Nasan who be Amar who. So he has to then go back and also say, hurry up, Kadeshusly. You know, the Rishonim we read. Yeah, everyone says that. The Ron brings one strange data, not that way, technically, but rejects it. So all the Rishonim say that he has to also do the Amir, of course, as we learned enough. Hey, then Mekudesh has been an Arev. Why?
Yeah,
Arev.
He could say Hain. Hey,
okay, yeah, perhaps, at least something. Arev, Lav, Afagav, Dilo, Mati, and all the other come Shtav and Nafshi. An Arev is a guarantor, right? If you lend someone money and I say on the Arev, then I'm a guarantor, right? Nowadays you have to sign, co-signer. In the time of the Gemara, you didn't even have to sign. I mean, if you were smart, you'd get a star with eight just to be able to prove it.
There's no more Arabs in Israel. They went it now. They're all Lovim. There's no. They ended it.
Okay.
Because of these complications.
All right. I was not aware of that. I haven't bought a house recently. But the Gemara says that the Arab doesn't have to sign. You might have the Edom sign just so you'll have a proof. But the Arab just has to say, "I agree." The Arab has to say, "You lend him money and I'll take responsibility." And that is good enough. So even though the Arev didn't get anything, right? I'm an Arev. My kid wants to get a mortgage. So I say, okay, I'm the Arev. If he doesn't pay, I didn't get anything. He got something. Nonetheless, even though I didn't get anything, I am still a Shabbat myself. Like this woman, likewise, even though she didn't get anything, just her friend got something, she's still Meshabed and Machne herself. Okay, what that Lashon is, maybe we will come back to. And then the Gemara has some other hidden tenses as well. But let's start with the discussion of Arev at least. So there's some chiddush here, right? If you lend me money, of course I have to pay it back. I'm getting money, so I'm a shuvit. But the Arev also has to pay back. If I default, the Arev has to pay back. Why? Even though he didn't get money, the Arev still has to pay back. So why does the Arev have to pay back? Why does the Arev have to pay back? After all, what's Meshabit him? Where's like the Kenyan here? He just said words. Right. Why does the Arev have to pay back? Okay, so what might you think?
Hana.
After all, it's a Kenyan Kesef. The Arev didn't get actual money, but he got Hana. What Hana did he get?
Someone believes him, he's so happy.
The Hana that someone, not just Stan believes him, but that someone is willing to like give someone money that he wanted to get to you because they believe him. I mean, I don't think it's just the compliment that you believe this guy so well and you trust him, but it's also that you're actually willing to do something that he wants you to do because you trust him so much that you'll do what he suggests that you do. And after all, I wanted my son to get a mortgage. So they trust me so much, they give my son a mortgage. So I'm happy that... you know, if they had just stopped giving my son a mortgage having nothing to do with me, then I wouldn't be an Arev. But if, by my request, because they trust me, they give my son a mortgage, that's a real serious hana, and that's why I'm a Shabbat. Why would you think, Yonatan, that that's the Maisa, which is Meshabbat in Arev?
Because it's
the
Gemara.
Because that's what the Gemara says about Vashadav Kofayim Gimelam and Beis. Right? The Gemara says, how is an Arev Mishuabad? Almost at the very end of Baba Basra, right? As a matter of fact, you could just say the Gemara and Kofayim Gimel and Beis. You don't have to say which Masechet.
Rabbi, why do you assume that it needs the Kenya? I mean, it could be Mishuba. I mean, just to know the series.
Okay, good. I'm only assuming that for the sake of starting a discussion,
okay.
Not for any discussion. That's it. But how Anod to come ahead and leave this Anod, they believe him. They rely on him. Gomer Meshabed Nafshe. He is Meshabed himself. Okay, so it's through Hana. The Arev Meshabed through Hana. That's not necessarily the only opinion, though. Is there another opinion to why the Arev is Meshabed? What does the Rambam sound like?
Well,
when he discusses something completely unrelated.
Right? In the 11th paragraph of Mechira, what does Rambam say?
It's
He says, and, trick question, well, what maisa or receiving something does he need in order to make it a valid ischaibus? Trick question, because the answer is?
None.
Right? The Rambam says, as long as you're serious, then you need to be serious. How are you serious? Either you say, witness what I'm about to say to show that you're serious. Right? You can't just stop saying it with someone money. Okay, that's a joke. Or you say, I owe you money in a shtar. You don't have to have a shtar, but if you say the word shtar, then you're serious. If you're somehow serious about owing someone money, then this is the unique sheet of the Rambam. Most Rishonim disagree. It's a famous Machlokas Rishonim. Can I owe you money? Can I create a shibud, an indebtedness, with mere words? And the Rambam has a sheet that, yes, I can create indebtedness with mere words. Okay, that has to do with how to interpret one of the lines in a certain machlokes Rishon Lakish elsewhere. Exactly what is that talking about and what's the mechanism. But the Rambam holds that I can owe you money with words, and he says, what's my model for the fact that you can owe money with words? Kamo Shemeshtabed. Ha'arev. Right, the Rambam sounds like the Arev Shemeshtabed with mere words. Ah, you will ask, if the Arev Shemeshtabed with mere words, why does the Gemara in Bava Basra say he's Meshuvah because of the Hanah?
So that he's serious.
Exactly. You're right, but you need to have an Arev. Because you have to look at how that Gemara works. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says an Arev, it says in Bava Basra, an Arev is Meshuvah. And there's even a pasuk from the Rameh that an Arev is Meshuvah. Right? Then the Gemara just asks, hold on, there's a problem. The problem is, isn't this a machlokas tanam with a smachta kanya? Arev is like classic smachta, no? What does a smachta mean? I say, I'll pay you or I'll give you if X, Y, and Z happens, and I don't think it's going to happen, right? That's classic asmachta. Even other cases might or may not be asmachta. The whole machlokas, if I'm playing roulette, is that asmachta or not? But for sure asmachta is, you know, like when the kablan says, and if we're late, we'll pay you, you know, 1,000 shekel a day. That's clearly asmachta, because they don't think they're going to be late. Okay, our couple on him, maybe different story. But, or now again, I'm not saying this is never valid. There's halachic ways to make it valid. Or when you sign a rental contract, right? If I don't move out on move-out day when the contract is up, I pay you a knas of this and this much money per day if I don't move out of the apartment. It's because I never think it's going to happen. This is classic asmachta. Why does anyone co-sign a loan? No one co-signs a loan thinking they're going to have to pay. As a matter of fact, I have a good friend who's been with just co-signed everyone's loan because they knew he was never going to have to pay.
Not true.
It got more complicated.
Not true. Believe me.
Doesn't
work like that.
My personal policy is that co-signing a loan is like lending your friend money. Everyone knows the rule. You should only lend someone money if
willing to not give it back.
If you're willing to make it a matana, right? If you're willing to make it a matana, lend someone money. Your friend makes better sense, and I borrow $5. Sure, because if he doesn't pay me back, I'll give him $5. What do I care? You know, and if your best friend says, can I borrow $1,000? If you're willing to give him $1,000, fine. That's my policy. I think the key to happiness and social relations in life, at home you need a lot more things, but the key to happiness and social relations is never lend money unless you're willing to make it a matana. Right? Unless you're willing to make it a matana.
Rabbi's very strong on that.
So. I'm very strong on that. I once lent someone 10,000 shekel, and I said to myself, if he doesn't pay back, that's okay. Okay, I had in mind that tonight I was giving for my miser money, so it was not a sacrifice on my part. But okay, you can lend someone 100,000 shekel if you're willing to make a matana. Only co-sign a loan if you're willing to pay the loan as a matana. Otherwise, no. That's my rule for everyone here. What about your kids' loans? Okay.
No problem.
Co-sign your kids' loans if you're willing to give them a ton to help them get a house. You know, you have 10 kids. If one of them, Taka, has a financial crisis, you'd be willing to pay his mortgage. Sarah. Okay, back to our regular scheduled programming. The Gemara says, what's the problem? It's an asmachta. No one thinks they're going to actually have to pay. It's an asmachta. And then the Gemara says, oh, don't worry about the fact that it's asmachta. Because with this hana'a, that is the Hemenle, he's going to run Shabbat Nafshi. How does the Rambam seemingly, at least, right, so far in the Rambam, how does the Rambam read? There are three Rambams about this sugya. Only two of them are on the sheet. And the third one makes it more complicated, but that'll be in the next sheet. How does the Rambam read this Gemara? It says, the Schaivus of an Arif is the deeper brain does with words. There's a side problem, Asmachta, and the Hanah came to solve the side problem of Asmachta. But that wasn't the Mechayev. That no, was to solve the side problem. Okay, so far we have two Pshatim in the Chiyav of an Arif. Let me just point out what I'm not going to talk about this year. There's a big Chakira, not what is the process that makes the Arif Chayev, but what's the nature of the Chiyav of the Arif. Is his chiyuv separate from the chiyuv of the lova? Is his chiyuv built into the chiyuv of the lova? Like what's the relation of the lova? We're not getting into that lumbus now. That's already, I think, not necessary for our sugya. We're getting into the lumbus of like what is the trigger that makes the chiyuv devolve upon the arev? So what is the maisa that is mechayev the arev? So one pshat is, the pshat of the Gemara, is Kabbalah Sanah. On our sugya, the Rashba says that it's also, right? The Rashba says, why is an Arif Meshuvad? Because before he gets to Din Arif. Our sugya is Din Arif. From Arif, we learn to Kedushim. The Rashba, before he gets to Kedushim, says, why is an Arif Meshuvad? An Arif Meshuvad, because he received Hanah. Right? That's, if I had my Kobitz, I would read it to you, but you can look it up yourselves if you think I'm wrong. So this is the Rashba and many others. The second shot is the Mashmos of the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira Yud Aleph Tesvav is just Amira. Amira Greda. Just saying something, as long as you say it in a serious context, makes you chayav, makes you owe someone money. Interesting. Saying something cannot make a kinyan. Saying something cannot transfer an object from my possession to your possession, but saying something can make a shibud, can make you owe me money. And if I have a suitcase full of $100 bills, I can't make a kinyan to D-Bird to make that suitcase belong to you. But if I want to just owe you $1,000, I can do that with D-Bird as long as I'm serious. And Arif is obviously serious context. What's the Gemara saying? The Hanah? So just say either, easy. The Hanah is just to solve the side problem of Asmachta. That's why in the Rambam Hilchos Mechira, if I still want to owe you money without an Asmachta, I can just owe you money with words. In Arif, where I'm only going to owe you if that guy doesn't pay, that's already an Asmachta, so I need Hanah. Okay, the Rashbam in Bava Basra. Does he agree with one of these two approaches? What does Rashbam say in Bava Basra there? Says the Rashbam. Ushlichus gamar mishtavik leiv shaving. He's wholeheartedly agreeing to owe the money. Ushlichusa de arev ka'avit malve. The malve is the shliach of the arev. Ki'ilu hu atzmo. Now here I'm not sure how to read this Rashbam. Hu atzmo hilva or hu atzmo halove. Most achronim read it as hu atzmo halove, but I'm not sure. But what is the Rashbam saying here? Is the Rashbam saying that you're just chayiv with your dibur? He seems to throw in this shlichus thing, right? Is he saying that Kabbalah's hat? Meaning, if it's just dibur, why does he throw in this shlichus thing, right? If it's just if it's hanah, I'm not sure why he has to throw in the shlichus thing. What it seems to be from the what it seems to me that the Rashbam is trying to say is that the Arev is chayev because it's as if he received the money. Not because the Hanah of Mehemele. Hanah of Mehemele solved the problem of Smachta. He's chayev because it's as if he received the money.
But he didn't. I don't understand.
But he didn't. But it's as if he did. How is it as if he did? And I think that's the mechanism of Shlichus. What does Shlichus mean? Right? Remember, this is the opinion of Rav Zeira the Yerushalmi. Also, even though Rav Zeira the Yerushalmi is not saying, talking about Arev directly. Right? What does that mean? I tell you, lend money to Rafi, and I'll be the Arif. So you'd think I'm not getting anything, right? You think I'm not getting anything, but I am, because when you give the money to Rafi, you're giving the money to Rafi as my shliach. Meaning, you're giving my money to Rafi. If you're giving my money to Rafi, then how did this become my money? Because at the moment you decide to give it to Rafi, at my say-so, you're giving it to me, and then giving it to Rafi on my behalf. So you're giving me money. You're giving me money, and it's as if I borrowed the money from you and lent it to Rafi. Right? I don't know if it means Gila Basma Halo or Basma Hilfa, but I think that's what he's saying. This is parallel to what Rav Zeira says in Yerushalmi, even though he's not talking about Arif. He doesn't use the word Zid Arif, Yerushalmi. It seems like this might only be true based on Gzeira Sakasa, but there is a Gzeira Sakasa for Arif, right? There's a Pasuk for Arif, that when you lend money and on the Arif, it's as if you gave me the money. And that's what Shlichus means. Shlichus means it's as if you included me in that transaction and acted on my behalf, and I got money. I think that's what the Rashbam is trying to say.
That would have to be an Arif Kavon then, because then you got it, you're the one who has to pay it back no matter what. The other guy can be nice and pay it back.
So what I'm claiming then is that the difference between an Arif and an Arif Kablan is more subtle. An Arif and an Arif Kablan are both real lovis. They both really receive money. The only difference is the tenai they make. The Arif says, even though I receive the money, I'm not your first recourse, I'm your second recourse. And the Kablan says, I'm your first recourse. What I'm saying is basically, an Arif and an Arif Kablan are just difference is what what conditions I stipulate, not how the process works. You're right.
What am I going to do with the Tosfos and see?
Okay, give me a second.
The other way.
Give me a second. So, give me half a second here. So, three. Says the Rashbam. Give me half a second. Says the Rashbam here. He says that Ki'ilu. I'm paraphrasing him. Ki'ilu Kibel Kesef. It's as if he got the money. Why? How is it as if he got the money? Maybe through the principle of shlichus. After all, you gave money to Rafi. Where did I do anything here? The answer is, al yidei shlichus I received the money. Al yidei shlichus I received the money. Right? The Yerushalmi, which is not talking about Arif, is only talking about Arsuka, has a machlokes amoraim. Are you my shlich or is Rafi my shlich? Well, the Rashbam is clearly on one side of that. So it's ki'ilu kibel kesef because the Malve gave the money as my shliach, which means he gave it to me, and then as my shliach gave it to gave it to him. So it's ki'ilu kibel kesef. I'll put in parentheses.
I thought it was da amira.
What?
I thought it was
the according to the Rashbam?
Yeah. No.
Then what do you need the shlichus for?
The amira is causing the shlichus. By you telling him.
Okay, fine. Seder. What's the Hanah doing? The Hanah is clearly then just to solve the side problem of Asmachta. That's very clear in the Lashon of the Rashbam. What does the Rashbam say? He says, could I get Hanah? I'm saying B'leif Shalim. I'm really serious because I get the Hanah. But even if I'm really serious, what makes me owe the money? What makes me owe the money is this ki'ilu on the love. Ki'ilu, I got the money.
Wait, so it's not the amira, it's the giving of the money, or is it the amira?
I think it's giving. I think it's really giving the money. It's not the amira directly makes me owe money.
What is the
Rashbam
saying?
He says, "Shlichusa malve." The malve is being the shliach of the arev. Ki'ilu hu atzmo. Hilva. It's as if the Arif is the one who lent the money because he got the money and lent it. So it seems to me. And that would fit the Yerushalmi, which we'll mention in a second. Now, there could be a big nafgamina. What could be the big nafgamina? There could be other ways to analyze this. But the Ravid on the Sifra brings down a machlokas rishonim that a case nothing to do with the Tosfos and Bava Metzia. The following case. If a Jew lends a goy money, can a Jew be the Arif? If a Jew lends the goy money, can another Jew be an Arif? So the Ravid says, well, on the one hand, maybe that's totally usher. There's one Jewish over that's totally usher. Why? Because if a Jew is the Arif, it's as if the Jew is the Loveh. The Jew borrowed money at interest. Sorry, I meant he lent the money with interest. Right? A Jew lends a goy money with interest, and another Jew is the Arif. Mm-hmm. So basically, I lend the goy money, I lend him $1,000 at 10% interest. Right? And Yehuda's the Arif. Which means if the guy defaults, Yehuda's going to have to pay me $1,000 with 10% interest. Mm-hmm. So one day it says, what do you mean? He's borrowing money to pay interest. That's usher. The other day it says, no, the guy's borrowing money at interest. He's just the Arif. That is mutter. At least mutter midoraisa. It might be harama service, but it's at least mutter midoraisa. So what's the soul of this machlok to the 2 days in the Ravid? So I thought you could say, maybe a nafkamina is the Ravid's discussion of, right, Yisrael Shehelva Linachri Beribis, and another Yisrael is the Arif.
The whole thing is us, or just to pay back can you pay back the principal?
You can't, yeah, sure, to be an Arif of the principal is for sure okay, but I don't want an Arif of the principal, I want an Arif of the Ribis.
According to the Rashbam, why do you need Eved Kanani than an Arif Gemara? Because if the Shaykh is giving money for the Mishaleach, but it's his money, but that isn't that exact same thing said by Arif, that he's considered the Shaliach of the person who has owned the money, even though he's giving his own money because the Lobo didn't give anything? Is it an exact parallel?
That is an excellent question. That is a very good question. I have to think about that. That's a good question. So, I think what the Rambam is trying to say is his first day is that it's usher. So I think what he's saying is if you took the Rashbam's derech, even if you didn't take a specific formulation, just what's outside of praxis, ki'ilu we got the money, then this should be usher because the Arev is a lovid. He got money, he's paying back money. Now, I know he only virtually got money. He only ki'ilu got money. But if you get, basically, the Arev virtually got 1,000 and is paying back, right, 1,100. Right? He got 4, he's paying back 5. So that seems like ribbis. But if you take the other drachm, if he was just like Mishayeb B'dibor, then how is that ribbis? He got 0 and he's paying back 120, not 100. Why is it more ribbis to get 0 and pay back 120 than to get 0 and pay back 100? Right? I can say I'm going to owe you as much as you want. It's only ribbis if you lend me money. If I just stam agree, well, I mean, what if I just say, I'll give you a stipend of, $200 a month. Every month I'm paying you more ribbis. No, that's not, it's only ribbis if you borrow. Mm-hmm. Right? So I think this should be usser, which is the first day. And the second day it says, no, it's at least mutter min haTorah, right? It's at least mutter min haTorah, right? Clearly looks like haramas ribbis here. Someone's going to use this as a trick. But it's clearly, right, they'll just... anyone who wants to borrow one of your ribbis will just pretend to be an Arif for some guy and give the guy like a shot of schnapps and everyone will be happy. So it's clearly haramas ribbis, but it's mutman haTorah because the Arif is not a lovah. Right? Those are the two deists in the Ravid. He doesn't quote who just said some people say one way, some people say the other way. So I think they could be real enough gemina. If an Arif owes money because he borrowed money, because as if he borrowed money, then there's an issue of ribbis to pay back more. If he owes money even though he didn't borrow money, then there's no issue of ribbis to pay back. If you give me 0, there's no issue of ribbis to pay you back 120 instead of 100. And I think the same would be if it's because of Hana. Because he's not... what do you mean the Hana? Let's say he pays back the only $100. Is that ribbis because the Hana was only worth $5 and paid back $100? No, because he didn't borrow the Hana. The Hana is just a way to do a Maisa Kenyan. So then I think that according to these two pshatim, if it's because of the Hana or because of the Amira, then he didn't borrow money. He's chayav, even though he didn't borrow money. In which case, it should be no problem to be an Ari for Goy for Ribbis. It shouldn't even be around to be an Ari for a Jew for Ribbis, except for the fact that if they ever make the Jew borrow money for Ribbis. But if you say it's as if the Ari got the money, then what do you mean? It's as if he got the money, so it's as if he got 100 paying back 120. That should be a problem.
What you're really saying is that in the Rashbam, he's a shoot-up to the Kenyan itself. In the others, it's an independent...
Exactly. In the others, it's an independent chiyuv. In the Rashbam, it's like... It's part of the loan itself. Okay. I mean, that formulation might lead you down a tricky path a little later, but...
We understood... I think maybe we're wrong, but we understood that the Rashbam was just trying to explain what the Hana was. The Hana was that the Malbim would agree to be my shliach. That's, I'm getting Hana from it. And no, not that the Ari
is not the shliach. The Malbim is not the shliach.
I didn't think he was fully the Malbim
loans the shliach of the Ari.
1 second.
I don't know.
But what's ki'ilu hu atzmo? Like, is that the Hana? I wouldn't say that. If I was just playing Hana, I wouldn't have said ki'ilu hu atzmo, as if he himself.
No, Adrava Hana is that it's not me myself, but you do my bidding. I think when he has to add Ki'iluhu Atzmo, I would take him in this direction. Okay, I can see arguing. Obviously, the main nafkamina.
I just understood where we understood it something differently. But he's basically the same as the Rashba, just explaining the side issue of what the Hana.
Okay, I totally hear that. We can look at it again, but I think that then he wouldn't use the Lashon of Hu Atzmo. Okay, I think the real nafkamina is, maybe I shouldn't even call it nafkamina, is the, how does this affect our sugya? Our sugya is not about an arif. Our sugya is about din arif. What's the difference between arif and din arif? Arif is guaranteeing a loan. Din arif just means, if you give it to someone else, it's like you gave it to me. Right? That is din arif. How does our sugya of din arif work? So, if you said, and I think here we have a clear machlokas, if you said like the Rashba that Arev worked because I'm getting Hana, so I'm Chayiv, then how does Din Arev work? What does the Rashba and Rikva say?
She's certainly getting Hana.
Because she's getting Hana, right?
She's listening to her.
That, exactly. She is Mekudeshes because she receives Hana. Oh, what is the language of the Gemara? The Gemara says, our Gemara. Afagav delo matin aliyada, she doesn't get Hana. So it says, it doesn't mean she doesn't get Hana. It just means she doesn't get money, but she does get Hana. Okay, it's a little loud up. The Gemara says she doesn't get Hana. It means she does get Hana, she just doesn't get money. Right, the Lashon of the Gemara is Lavdafka. Okay, it's not me saying that. The Ritva says Mefurish. Right, so this is the approach of the Ritva and the Rashva. And the Lashon of the Gemara is a little Lavdafka. If you wanted to say, like, this, what I attribute to the Rashbam, that the way Arif Chayiv is if he got the money, then how would you explain our Sodya? Why is she Mekudeshes? What might you say? Because if the Arif is Chayiv, because when I lend Rafi, it's who wants to be the Arif? Raise your hand. Volunteer?
I did it already.
Okay, Joel's the Arif.
No more.
When I lend Rafi, it's as if I lend Joel the money. So how does Kedushin work with the Arif? When I give her friend, it's as if I give her the money, right? Then you should just say, she is Mekudeshes because it's as if she received the money. That works very well in the Gemara. Oh, she didn't get any Hana. She didn't, but it's as if she did. When I give it to her friend, it's as if I gave it to her. Right? That's what the Yerushalmi says. Right? The Yerushalmi says it's through Shlichos.
But doesn't that verge on Matana Omanach Lahatzir? It's not Lahatzir to them, but it's Lahatzir to him. She gets the money, but she has to give it to him.
No, because she doesn't. Okay, you have to say that you've said the difference. If I give it back to the originator, that's Matana Omanach Lahatzir. But if it goes to my friend who really needs money, I mean, just imagine, like, let's say I'm a girl. And I have a suitor, right? And I'm rich, I don't need money. But I have a poor friend who really, you know, needs to pay her tuition, who needs to fix her car so she won't lose her job, who needs a dowry so she can get married, whatever. So a guy comes to me and says, he's a nice guy, and it's worth marrying him, and he says, I want to marry you, you know, here is $1,000 for a very mechubed. And I said, what do I need $1,000? So you give it to my friend, and then I'll marry you. Okay, so that's not on us, Lahachzir, because even though I'm not keeping the money, but the goal I want to accomplish is permanent. It's not undoing the Nesina. The goal I want to accomplish is permanent. Now, obviously, what should be the Nafkamina here? The Nafkamina should be, is the Lashon HaKidushin. What's the Lashon of the Kidushin?
If it's with Hana.
If it's with Hana, what should the Lashon of the Kidushin be?
The Hana is
Hariat Mekudeshes Li.
Behanoshe.
Behanoshe. Okay, who says Behanoshe?
That'll be the Ritva doing it.
Who says that? Who says you have to say Behanoshe?
The Ritva, no?
The Ritva. Yeah. And the. one second, I had a whole list. All right, the Rambam, right? The Tosri Azokain, the Rashba, the Ritva. the Rambam. What does the Rambam say?
But the Rambam for maybe for a different reason.
Uh-huh, okay, but we don't know that like yet, right? Either I am a man who doesn't know how to get to the point of a Rambam soon enough, or you are a man who needs to cut me more slack. I'm not going to say which. It says the Rambam. And he says, "Harayim kedushli b'hanos matanazu shenasati chal picha." You say, "Haray at mikudeshes li b'hanos matanazu." This is the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rambam, and the Tosos Riazakein, and others. However, what does the Rush say the Lashon of the Kedushin is? Anyone? Yeah. What did the Rush say the Lashon of the Kedushin is?
It's just with the Nesino.
Hariat Mekudeshes Li B'monezo. Right? Yeah. Hariat Mekudeshes Li B'monezo. This is the Rush, and I think I put on the Makoros, the Talmud of Rashba, and the Talmud of Rashba even says, what was the Lashon of the Talmud of Rashba? If I say Hariat Mekudeshes Li B'monezo, that works. Because it's as if, I don't know my Talmud Rashba here, but it's as if, I don't know if you have the Talmud Rashba. Says the Talmud Rashba, very explicitly. Okay. The truth is, if it was merely the Rush, you could have said, the Rush says Arim Kadesh Liba Manazu, but he really means Hanasma Tanazu. He just thinks that you don't have to be so specific. But I think the Talmud Rashba is very clear. He says, the Arim Kadesh Liba also Mone. Also money, the habi ki ilu matiana the yada came in the e amr l'shein and lo habi ki ilu he kibbalatam. Ki ilu he kibbalatam is if she received them, right? This we should put the Talmud Rashba here. Talmud Rashba says explicitly, ki ilu he kibbalatam. Not she's happy. It's as if she received the money. And therefore, and I think the Rush would agree, the Rush doesn't say. He just says, well, he says, b'manazu. Why b'manazu? Because the Rush is going with it. It's as if you got the money. Two fundamentally different ways of understanding than Ari. Is it as if you got the money, or is it just because you were happy? You got hana'ah. Now, of course, here's a tricky part. How does the Rambam work in our sugya? If the Rambam says the Ari is meshubad, the dibur, then how does din Ari lead to kedushin? You're going to say the kedushin is the dibur greater?
No,
that's going to be a little tricky, right? Meaning, it's hard, right? You can't just say Mikudeshes B'dibur Greida. You can't just say Mikudeshes B'dibur Greida. A, you can't say Mikudeshes B'dibur Greida. B, the Rambam does have an opinion of Arasubya, B'hanazal.
Yeah.
So how do you... But then Din Ari doesn't make sense. Din Ari was Dibur. And all of a sudden, in our sugya, the Rambam focuses on Hana'ah. So what are you going to say for the Rambam? So, l'chora, you have to say one of two things for now. You could say the Rambam didn't really mean what he said in Hilchos Bechira. But it really sounds like he did. Like, he mamash applied halacha l'maisa, that I can describe the deeper grade and he compared that to Arif. So, l'chora, you have to say one of two things. Either against the Gris.
Well, you could say like the Rambam said before. The Rambam holds in principle that a chov is kesef, and the problem is in Milveh the kesef was a year ago, but here the hanor comes at the time of the chov,
okay.
At the time of the shibud, so then there's no problem. But she is mitzvah.
Okay. So let's say what are we going to say for the Rambam? How does the Rambam make the transition from Urim to Din Urim based on what he says in Hilchos Mechira? So here, I would say three possibilities, how the Rambam is going to make this transition. One is the Machleh Ephraim. Says the Machleh Ephraim.
Hello?
The Machleh Ephraim says, we didn't learn Kiddushin from the main point of Arif. We learned Kiddushin from the side point of Asmachdin Arif. It's not that Kiddushin is really like the real way Arif works. We're just comparing Kiddushin to the sort of Asmachta side discussion in Arif. In that side discussion, Arif got Asmachta, we ask why is it Asmachta? And the answer is there's a lot of Hana'ah. So we learn from there that there's a lot of Hana'ah. So it's not really Din Arif. It's really the Din of getting rid of the Asmachta problem in Arif. So that's one possibility that we, it's not
literally din arev. Rather, we learn kiddushin from the side point in sugyat arev. And what are we learning? We're learning that there's such a thing as... Now, it's not that we're learning hana'ah is kona. It's that we're learning that it is called hana'ah. When someone... What do we learn? We learn that this counts as hana'ah. Okay. We wouldn't have known that it counts hana'ah if I give someone else money. How do we know giving someone else money counts hana'ah or not? The answer is, we learned from the side point in Uri by the Esmachta discussion that giving someone else money counts as hana'ah, and therefore it's kiddushe hana'ah. But we don't really learn the kiddushe from Uri, because Uri is b'dibur and this has been a sinas hana'ah. Right? Because it's not literally did Uri, because Arev is mischayev be'amira, and Isha is miskadeshes be'kabalas hana'as shavapruta. Okay, but we can learn like a side point that it can be called hana'ah even if someone else gets money. You might have thought it's only called hana'ah if I get something, not if my friend gets something. Kamashlon's called hana'ah if my friend gets something.
So you mean there's always hana'ah? Is that what you're doing? What are you doing now with the Machan Ephraim? How are you using them to?
To answer the Rambam.
Always.
How does the Rambam make the transition?
That even by Mechira, there really is Hana, even though the Rambam doesn't say. I don't understand what you're saying.
Not at all.
That would be the Rambam.
Not at all. What I'm saying is, how did the Rambam make this transition?
There's a distinction.
The Rambam, we move from Arev to Kiddushin. How do we move from Arev to Kiddushin? So the Machne Ephraim says, we always knew you could be Mekadosh by giving Hana'ah. We just didn't know that it's called Hana'ah if someone else gets money. So we learned from the side point of the art discussion that it counts as Hana'ah if someone else gets money.
Except the Rambam doesn't sound like you can be Mekadosh Hana'ah without a pruta.
Has to be a pruta worth of Hana'ah.
No, without the pruta company here. He says, and if they wear like the shoes on who she tell a pruta.
No, that's for a technical reason of So, after all, remember if the woman gives a present to the man, he's chashuv. He didn't give her a pruta, and she's mitzkadesh b'hana. Let's be fair. Okay, the second possibility is, this is basically where Elchanan says in the Kobet Shirim, not that Kobet Shirim, a different Kobet Shirim. He's not saying it directly to explain the Rambam, but you can say in the Kobet Shiurim that it's really that it's not just din arev, it's arev mamish. It's not just din arev, it's arev mamish. What do you mean by arev mamish? Arev mamish means you owe me the money. Really, this is Arev Mamish. Basically, I mean, he's not saying it for the Rambam. Just to be fair, I should write Alpiko. Is it even going to work? You know what? I don't think it's going to work. I'll take the back. What's the other option, Machne Ephraim? The other option is to say, he says, not literally Din Arev. What's the other option? The other option is to say is that it actually has nothing to do with Arev at all. That's very difficult because the Gemara says din arev. It's going to be hard to say that has nothing to do with arev at all, right? So that's going to be a ridiculous option that obviously we can't take seriously. But so this is obviously wrong, right? Meaning we're not going to claim that the Ursa hold this or anything. But maybe the Rambam just doesn't paskin like this line in the Gemara. And holds it's not because of din arev. Arev is ba'amira. And this is ba'amah. Maybe I'm just doesn't paskin like this line in the Gemara. Now the Grizz would be very upset at me right now, right? Okay, that's a little strange.
What does that mean? So what does the Gemara say?
Okay, we'll have to get to that next time. So right now we only have one decent explanation for the Rambam, right? What's our one explanation for the Rambam? Is that the Machlei Ephraim says it's not learned from the main point of Arif, it's learned from the side point of Arif, and it's not that a one is Bitzgadeshes for the same reason Arif is Chayiv. Says the Machlei Ephraim that here we knew all along that Arev Mischayev Ba'amira, but you had to solve the problem of Asmachta, and therefore the Chiddush is that you have to solve the problem of Asmachta with Hana'ah. The Chiddush is that my friend getting money counts as Hana'ah. So in Kiddushin, we knew all along that you can be Mekadesh by giving Hana'ah. How do we know all along you can be Mekadesh by giving Hana'ah? As the Ritva says, what does the Ritva say? Hana'ah is Kesef. That's a general rule. So we learn from Arev that my friend getting money counts as Hana'ah. I would add, I don't mean my friend getting money counts as Hana'ah. I mean, friend getting money when I say, because I said so, counts as Hana'ah, right? It's not if my friend gets money, you haven't given me Hana'ah. I have to request it, right? My friend getting money, you know, at my request. That counts as Hana'ah. You might not have known that was called Hana'ah. You might have said, that's not Hana'ah, that's altruism. No, if I want my friend to get money, and I say my friend should get money, my friend gets money, then counts as Hana'ah. So we just learned this technical point, not the sort of how it works.
Why
that's the
mafnit. Why do you have to request it? Let's say I came up to him and say, I'm going to give your friend $1,000 if you're in the dishes.
Okay, maybe I don't request that. That's maybe some implicit. I have to be involved somehow. So in the end, it's not different than Rashi or Sugya. In the end, the Rambam is the same as the Rashi or Sugya, right? That's exactly. So in our Sugya, there's only two shitas. There are three shitas there, but there's only two shitas here: Rambam, Rashi, Ritva, and Rush Talmud Harashva Yerushalmi. In our Sugya, there's only two shitas. Okay, the hour is already late.
You're trying to avoid the grizz?
What?
Are you trying to avoid the grizz?
No, but I think the grizz will have to say... I think the grizz is going to have to say like Machlei Ephraim. Because there is no halva here. What do you mean there's Mechadish Benolda? Where's the halva?
The Rebbe of the Rebbe is that he's Mitzchayev.
But see, where do we see she's Mitzchayev here? She says, give money to my friend. Okay, maybe that's what Joel's saying. Joel's saying another way, which is, this is very similar to Kol Shir, he's saying for the Rambam, that really, when he gives money to her friend, she has to pay back Midin Arif. And he's Mokal, the Milva, that she would have to pay back. And really, through Mechilas Milva. But usually, Mechilas Milva doesn't have a Na, and this Mechilas Milva does have a Na. That's what Joel wants to say?
That's pretty much what the Grizz is saying.
Okay.
I feel like I'm
okay.
I feel like I'm better ground if I said he said it than I said.
Okay, fine. I'll pee the Grizz and the Kobish Yerm without saying for the Ram, you can say a third shot. That this is Arev Mamish. You lent her friend and she owes you the money back. Right? You lent her, she owes you the money back, right? That's what Joel is saying. She owes you the money back, and you are Mekadesh with the Milveh.
But the Milveh that has her no.
And you're a Mekadesh with the Milveh, because she's not saying give my friend a present. She's saying, lend my friend money and I'll pay you back. That's what she's saying. You just have to reinterpret this in order to mean, lend my friend money and I'll pay you back. If I'll pay you back, and then you say she doesn't have to pay you back, that's Mekadesh Milveh. Mekadesh Milveh is not Mekadesh, yes. But you're Mekadesh Milveh, and Mekadesh Milveh is, I think you're right about the gris now that I think of it, is the kudeshes if there is hana. Remember, what was the problem with Mekadosh Bimel when according to the Rambam there's no hana? This again is Mekadosh Bimel where there's hana. And when I say give my friend money, I'll be married to you, what I mean is lend my friend money, I'll owe it to you, and then be mochel me the owing it to you.
No one's saying that explicitly.
What?
That's going to break our Gemara.
You have to read a lot into it, right?
A lot.
You have to read a lot into it.
Why is this case different than all other cases?
You have to read, you know, more into her statement.
Okay, but then why didn't we do that in all their times in the previous Amud? Meaning that the fact that there's Hanah present, maybe that's actually what he had his das for.
No, but there was no Hanah present in the previous Amud.
Meaning, what about the Hanah of Mechilas Melba?
No, the Rambam holds that that's called Hanah. The Rambam holds that's not called Hanah. Remember, that's only according to Rashi. Okay, so now we have two ways of reading the Rambam.
What is the din of Arav's Mishtambet?
Right. And, okay, what's Medoyak in this reading? What does our Gemara say? Say she's Makne Nafsha? What does it say? Meshavda, why Meshavda Umaknia? According to this, makes perfect sense. She's first Meshavda herself, and then she's Maknia herself with the milva of the Shibud. Right? It's Meduyak in the Lashon. So on the one hand, you're reading more into her statement, but Meduyak in the Lashon of Meshavda Umaknia. Why two things? Why Meshavda Umaknia? You can't say just one thing. Okay, first she's Meshavah herself to owe the money, and then she's Makhdi herself. Okay, we'll stop here. Basically, we then have two ways of reading the Rambam. All right, we don't have to count this way, because Joel thinks it's wrong. And the Gemara says it's wrong. So, we have two ways of reading the Rambam. Where does the Rambam get this transition? How does it work if it can't be Dibur? So either A, it's Hanah, same as the Ritva. It's the same as the Ritva Hanah. He's just learning that from a side point of the Arab discussion. Or B, which the Grizz, he speaks very pethily, but maybe is what he meant, and the Kol Shur meant this, but he wasn't saying it for the Rambam. It's really first alone, and then Mekadosh Bimilva. And the Rambam mentions Hanah, because Mekadosh Bimilva is only Kudeshes if there is Hanah. Okay, we'll have to pick up this discussion in Mirtz Hashem next time.
Thank you very much.
Someone else, Zev?